everybody. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brian.
And we are here today to talk all things film, art, and culture, particularly as it pertains to Art House Cinema Pub and the Babcock Theater. We call it Art House Rewind. Brian, how are you today?
I'm all right.
Just all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How was your Mother's Day?
It was great.
Did you call your mom at least?
Oh, yeah.
She lives out of town. So,
yeah.
Okay, good. That is a good thing to do. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we got a chance to celebrate the mothers because Mamma Mia played at the Babcock.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Decent, yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all. So who knew? If you're looking for something to do on Mother's Day next year, I don't know if we're going to have Mamma Mia or not, but it's a good option according to a good crew of people. So, hey, we're going to talk about a couple things today. We got some films we need to talk about that we currently have here at Art House. But I want to do just like a little preview of what's coming in the next couple months here to Art House and kind of get into Brian's head and heart, because his emotions matter, for what you are most excited about for what's coming down the pipe and kind of some specific things you've been doing around that lately. So before we jump into that, Brian, what are the big three things that everybody in the world needs to know about?
So, the big things this week. And first, on Friday the 17th at Babcock, we will have a 25th and 25th? No, it's not an anniversary. I was thinking a different film.
That's but, you bought flowers for the wrong thing.
Yep.
Okay.
We're just screening Moulin Rouge for Musical
just
May.
Just cause, got it.
Just cause, because we haven't played it before, because long story. But we will have Moulin Rouge. So if you have a heart and a head, then you will love.
That's true. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, to think about it, obviously there's some CGI that's happening, but there's a lot of people on, you know, set dancing. Like it just feels like one of those movies they just don't make as much anymore. So
it was really, I know Romeo and Juliet was before this, but it was really like, I feel like the biggest statement of Baz Luhrmann of like really pushing everything to the max. And I remember the first time I saw it, it was like that first 15, 20 minutes. It's like, is this the whole movie? Like, this is just, I have no idea what's going on. You're getting thrown all around, and it takes some getting used to, but it is really a feat of filmmaking and editing and everything to just really be in your face that.
And I've never seen it on the big screen. I've only seen it on the small screen a few times because it's one of my wife's favorites. So, but never on the big screen. So it could be your chance, everybody.
Yep.
What's numbers two and three?
Number two is Saturday for movie buffs. We are doing a classic. This is the anniversary one. The 85th anniversary of The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Which is just one of those classic films that I'm sure most people coming will have already seen, but maybe not on the big screen. And it's really just one of those films that everyone should see at some point, except my dad. My dad famously will never watch The Wizard of Oz.
Even today.
Hasn't, and I think at this point it's more of a, I haven't at this point. I'm not going to now.
I like it. It's like I haven't joined TikTok, and at this point, I'm not going to.
Yep.
Like, so your dad with Sound of Music, or excuse me, with Wizard of Oz.
Oh, but he's huge on TikTok. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I get it. No, I think this is like peak movie buffs movie for me. So movie buffs is our opportunity to play movies that every generation needs to see on the big screen. And the reason I say that is not just because of what the movie is, but culturally speaking, it's the best kind of movie to kind of trap your kids in a theater with. I think if for me personally as a dad, like trying to show this movie to my kids at home, it just has some moments that you, particularly in the beginning, that you feel like, yeah, do we have to watch this? Dad, seriously, you know, like whatever. And so here's this opportunity. We're going to go to the movie. It's on the big screen. They're there, and they're going to have this experience that I think I'm really excited to take my kids to. So excellent pick, Brian.
Yeah. And then lastly, on Friday at Art House, we are opening the new John Krasinski film, If.
Yes, we are.
So go see it.
Excellent salesmanship, as always, Brian. So I'm excited about it. Again, I know we're just a lot of dad energy coming off of Mother's Day, apparently. But for me, this is our first like big family film at the new Art House. And I'm excited, as I've said to multiple people at this point, like to go to a movie with your family and have created the space that we've created in the pub to hopefully sit down and have a conversation about it. Because we're not just bringing it because it's like, we want to do a kid's film, but like we hope and believe, we haven't seen it yet, mm-hmm. but we hope and believe there's things with this film that will stir some conversations about things. So we're excited to kind of see how that goes.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Three things. So Brian, we've got two films that we opened on Friday.
Yeah.
You have seen both of them.
I've seen both of these films.
I have seen you after seeing these yeah. films. So that's why I'm there a part are, of this yeah. conversation. So Brian, what did you think about Mars Express? Tell us about it and your thoughts.
It's great. It's kind of an interesting animation style that is a little more bare bones. It's more, I don't know how to say it, but there's not a whole lot of detail in the faces. It's more like outline drawing sort of, but it's a sci-fi noir set in Mars, and it's a murder mystery in a way, and dealing with androids and things. So it's obviously drawing a lot from Blade Runner. It's drawing a lot from certain anime films like End of Evangeline or Ghost in the Shell, those sort of things. Overall, like a really entertaining, it's not going to change your world by any means, but it's a good entertaining cyberpunk thriller for a good hour and a half. And I guess the other thing that kind of surprised me is it does, one of the woman's partner is an android that was human at one time. So it's also drawing a bit of RoboCop elements that I was not expecting. So.
I like it. Always a good RoboCop surprise in a
yeah.
film to make it.
So
would you say this film in particular, and I'm not a huge fan, or I don't want to say I'm not a fan because I do enjoy them, but I'm not well educated in the genre for sure of anime and cyberpunk and all that kind of stuff. Would you point at this and say, because I've heard you have conversations with some certain people in the theater, like, if they like this stuff, they're going to really, really like this movie. Would you say this is a good on-ramp for somebody that might be exploring it? Like, hey, here's something different that isn't just a cartoon. Like, there's more happening here. Come experience this. How would you kind of classify it in that realm?
I think it's a good on-ramp. I think that it's dealing with, I mean, again, it's a murder mystery sort of thing. So if that's all you care about is just you like the old noir films, then yep. you can come in just on that end and you can get a lot out of it. It gets, you know, a little into the weeds with the android stuff, but
okay.
Yeah, it's still an engaging story and it's just beautiful to watch for
yep.
one thing. It is French, so it's not a Japanime sort yep. of film. It is French. And if anyone's worried about it, I am only playing the English dub, and we're not doing the subtitled version on this, partially because it wasn't widely available to me at the time that I booked it, but now it is. And then also, when we've done subs or dubs, dubs usually win, and especially knowing I was only going to play a week of this, I'm like, let's just do the dubs so that yep. people that want to see it will get the version that is most preferred here in Billings, at least.
Sure, which is why we exist
yeah.
as Art House. So
yeah.
Second film that we opened on Friday, Last Stop in Yuma County. So this was one you've been kind of pointing at for a little bit, talking about. Thoughts on the film?
Yeah, so this is a really well-done, sort of simple film of, you know, it's mostly one location, a diner kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and it's more or less a hostage film in that there's a bank robbery, and they end up in this roadside diner that everyone is stranded there because it's the last gas station in the area, but they are out of gas and they're waiting for the truck to come and deliver gas. So everyone is kind of stuck in this, and it really just makes this nice, engaging story of, you know, suspense thriller that you're stuck in this situation with them for an hour and a half, and the tension of who knows what's going on, who doesn't know what's going on. And I just really like that simple setup of, like, you know, we're not trying to be a big shoot 'em up or globe trotting or anything like that. This is just a really simple setup and really well executed. It has Jim Cummings in it, who people may know from Thunder Road.
Oh, yeah.
The writer, director, and star of that. He is excellent in it as this traveling salesman that gets stuck in the hostage situation. There's also kind of surprisingly, so there is a police station that we sometimes cut to. The waitress's husband is a cop, and we cut to the police station every once in a while, and we get a surprise cameo by Barbara Crampton, who is sort of a big B star of films like Reanimator and From Beyond, and it was just kind of like, oh, I don't normally see her in these sorts of films, so that was fun to see. But yeah, again, just a Tarantino-esque heist film, I guess you could call it, that without giving anything away, because we are going to hold on to this one another week. Okay. It did relatively well this weekend, and but it does go some surprising directions, especially in that last half hour or so, where it builds tension, and then once tension is released, then it goes all out, and the way that the direction it goes is surprisingly unexpected, based on the trailer, based on everything. It's quite a ride.
And comes recommended, not just because you work here, but
yeah,
you enjoy
it. Not because I work here. I think it's really good. Yep. And again, this is a film that would have gone completely under the radar had we not brought it in.
Yep.
And it's like one of those gems that, you know, someone discovers on streaming like years later. Yep. But
cool.
But we've got it now, so you don't have to discover it later. You can discover it now.
Be cool before everybody else knows how cool it is.
That's my motto.
I like it. All right. So, Brian, last week, one of the things that we did, we had what we call a programming party.
Yeah.
And this is, as it's Membership May, something that I thought we'd kind of point out and talk a little bit about, because one of the things that we provide for our VIP level members, so that's our celebrities, our producers, and our directors, those higher level memberships, we open the theater up on an evening and have what we call a programming party, where you put together a package of trailers and films that you are looking at and excited about, and getting people's feedback on, and helping people not just feel like they know what's coming, but also bring their voice to what's coming as well.
Yeah.
We had good turnout, good energy. It's always fun to get our members together. So if for whatever reason you're not yet a member, particularly a VIP member, this is your shout out reminder. Make sure to make that happen, because we had a lot of fun this last Tuesday at our programming party. So we don't have time, obviously, to go through everything that you showed. But as we look forward to the next couple months, I'm curious, what are two or three films that you would point at and say, man, I'm really, really excited about this film in particular?
Yeah. So, the way we do hand out sheets, and we get people to vote on them, and sometimes the results, you know, sometimes there's very hot or cold films that end up kind of falling in the middle, because a lot of people really love it, but there's enough people that are like, nope, don't want to see that at all. And it really, so sometimes the results kind of, you know, get swayed a little bit, in the sense of, like, if everyone just thought, like, yeah, that looks okay, that sometimes ends up being the winner, because it got the most number of fours or something.
Yeah. So, yeah. The other thing that I'll just jump in here, too, the other thing I always find interesting is the job of a trailer is to make the movie look good.
Yeah.
And a good trailer can make a bad movie look
oh,
great.
Yeah.
We've
oh, yeah.
all been there. We've all experienced it before. And so it's always funny to me to watch a bunch of trailers. And I'm speaking for myself here, to have this experience where you watch all of these films, you're like, that looks good, that looks good, that looks good, that looks good. Well, of course, it's not like they're going to put together a trailer that's like, yeah, that one looks bad. Like, it's so rare that that happens. So I'm just speaking for myself that, like, you put together this huge package of all these trailers, and I'm like, all of those look amazing. And meanwhile, I know, like, all of these are not going to be amazing. So it is hard to vote on them to the VIP's credit. So, all right.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. So, give us your top.
So I guess I would say that kind of a surprise for me, like, mostly not because I didn't think it looked good, but because sometimes when I show things that are a little bit like over the top, or especially like a teaser that doesn't give a whole lot of details, a lot of people tend to be like, I don't know what that is. I don't know how to rate this. But Kinds of Kindness, the new Yorgos Lanthimos film, actually got a pretty high rating based on these. And I think it looks great. I think it is one of those. This is a trailer that gives nothing away. It doesn't tell you anything. Again, it's a teaser. It's like 45 seconds long or something like that. But it gives the vibe of the film, and it's like, I don't really need to see anything else. I'm hooked on just this little tease that it gave me, and that's what I want to go see. Maybe it's not great, but I loved the vibe that it put out.
Did you see the poster that just got released for it?
I did.
In the last couple weeks? Great poster. Like, again, just epic posters on what he produces and comes out with. So I'm also excited about it.
I mean, for real, like, I'm also, like, deep enough in the weeds that I just hear Yorgos Lanthimos, and it's like, well, I need to go see that. I don't really care what it is.
Yep. I'm in the same boat. So, with you.
Yep. So that was one. Another one I wasn't able to show. The next day they released the trailer for a film called Fancy Dance that has our good Montana alumni, Lily Gladstone. It's taking a look at reservation life and also sort of the unspoken sort of atrocities that happen on reservation life with kidnappings and those sort of things. And I think the trailer that was released looks really great. I didn't vote on it at all because it was...
because there was no trailer to be seen, but
we're having microphone problems, Brian. I'm going to give you my microphone. Let's trade. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three, trade.
Does that sound better, everyone?
It sounds great.
So the Fancy Dance. I'm curious what people would have thought had they seen. Is it just me?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm now holding Brian's microphone for him.
We'll do stereo here. the Fancy Dance trailer, I'm curious what people would have thought had they actually seen it that night, how those votes would have went. Because a lot of people that did end up voting on it were like, oh, 5 stars, we have to see it. It's Lily Gladstone. And yet a lot of our members also don't really care too much for anything that's a little scary. And this kind of got into that realm of like, this is kind of scary looking. And I'm curious if they would have voted it down because of that, or if it would have been more of a, well, this is real life sort of scary, so we will vote that up. So check out Fancy Dance again. Even if you were at the event, I wasn't able to show it, but you can find it on YouTube now. That is one that I am almost assuredly bringing in because of the Montana connection. So let me know what you think of that.
Checks out. Okay, one more film that you'd point out and say, when I look at the next couple months, here's something I hope people don't miss.
The last one that we'll look at is probably Thelma. It was a popular one. Again, that was only a teaser that I had to show, but Thelma is a story of a woman that gets scammed by a telephone scam, and instead of just rolling over and being like, well, I was dumb, I shouldn't have done that, she actually goes and seeks revenge on it. It looks a lot of fun, and it is, again, one of those lower budget films that probably wouldn't come to Montana otherwise. So seek that one out if we bring that in, because I think it looks like a lot of fun, and should be fun for all ages, I would think. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be rated, but, you know, as far as...
I'm going to bring my 5-year-old daughter now, Brian. Yeah. Just joking. So it does look really, really fun. So.
And a full trailer for that is out now, too, that you can watch the full trailer instead of just the little 40-second thing that I showed.
I like it. Well, Brian, as always, thanks for the work that you're doing. We got a lot of good stuff coming. Obviously, membership May, so don't forget. We've just got a couple more weeks of that. So, again, becoming a member is one of the best ways to support what we're doing, and you get some great perks in return. So thank you to those of you that have already signed up or renewed your membership. We would encourage you to please get it done in the next couple weeks, because that just helps us and understand kind of what to anticipate the next year or so. So other than that, hope you're doing well. Hope to see you at the movies, both at Babcock and Art House. And as always, if you want to reach out, we haven't done this plug in a while, you are always welcome to email us at where, Brian?
The email.
Just the contact email?
Contact at warehousebillies.com.
I didn't know if we were still doing the special email. Well, this is an educational experience for the listener and for me, apparently. So contact at arthousebillings.com, or you go to our website and do that contact form. So other than that, I hope you're doing well. Hope to see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.